Residents in northwest Florida and south Alabama are being advised to watch the skies on Wednesday for a likely round of severe weather. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Strong low pressure over the southern plains is moving off to the east northeast following a large cold front. Jack Cullen at the National Weather Service in Mobile says that combination will bring in the bad weather overnight into Wednesday morning.
As far as rain, you know, most areas probably between 1 to 3 inches. It's moving. It's not going to sit around too long. But there could be some isolated higher totals around 2 to 4 inches. So we're not really expecting a widespread flood threat. You know, there still could be your isolated low-lying areas that flood during heavy downpours, but we're not expecting any widespread flooding.
Also look for windy conditions over the next couple of days. Northwest Florida is under a wind advisory at least through early Wednesday morning.
Even out ahead of the system today, we're getting winds 30, 35 miles an hour. Times. So it's going to be windy out ahead of the front. And then with the thunderstorms along the front, you could get some damaging wind gusts, you know, in excess of 60, 70 miles an hour possible.
Forecasters at the Storm Prediction Center say the areas at most risk could also see 1 to 2 inches of hail. Cullen says parts of Louisiana and Mississippi will be the first recipients.
We'll start moving into southeast Mississippi and southwest Alabama probably around daybreak, maybe an hour or two either side of that, and then progress eastward across the area, probably getting into the Pensacola area in the mid to late morning and moving east from there.
And after the front moves out, we'll see a move toward more fall-like weather, sort of.
It'll dry off and cool down a little bit. No significant cold weather is expected. Temps will drop Wednesday night into the upper 50s. Thursday's highs will be in the low 70s, but the humidity will be much more comfortable.
Recent reports have said that El Nino in the Pacific Ocean will lead to a cooler, wetter winter in the south. But Jack Cullen at the National Weather Service says it's unclear for now just what will happen.
It's cooler because there's more weather systems coming through because it's more active southern branch of the jet stream. So there's more clouds, which keeps the average temperatures down. But it doesn't really tie into any more cold outbreaks than normal. So you can't really tie it into, say, there's going to be any more ice storms or anything like that.
As far as what's coming in Wednesday, Cullen is giving residents the heads up.
Be weather aware. Make sure to have a way of receiving the warning, whether it's NOAA with a radio device, whether it be computer or your cell phone, just some way to get the warning and have a plan to take action when you receive that warning.
Meanwhile, red flags are up at area beaches indicating dangerous surf, and Fort Pickens remains closed to brace for the next round of stormy weather. It closed 2 weeks ago when the last round of storms produced high surf and buried the main roadway in sand. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.